Hello, friends. Episode 4 of Teenagers Are Awesome, the podcast. And this episode is titled The Poop Group, Part 1, because we'll do another one next week. And I've got a lot of feedback, a lot of funny responses to the title of this chapter, The Poop Group. So I'm just going to share the story of where this name came from, so everyone's on the same page. At the beginning of the chapter, there's a picture of three guys outside a bathroom stall, and one guy, the stall door is closed, so you can't see him in the bathroom stall, but you can see his feet down there, and he is pooping. And the story is my friend Dave started come to youth group because some of my other friends invited him, and he didn't know Jesus yet. And there's this one particular Wednesday night when he just really started asking the right questions, and like his mind and heart started to get in sync, and he started to fall in love with Jesus. And he and some of my other friends that invited him to church started having this great conversation about Jesus. And it seemed like he was going to put his faith in Christ that very night, but then he had to interrupt the conversation because he had to poop. But my friends, being the committed Christ followers and evangelists they were, they said, "Hey, let's keep the conversation going, bro." And they took it into the bathroom. And so my friend Dave sat down and he was pooping. They kept talking about Jesus, and while Dave was on the toilet, he said, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to put my faith in Jesus. And he did. On the toilet, in the bathroom, at church. Three dudes outside the stall, kind of leading him through, you know, some prayers and stuff. And people are laughing already. Hold on. And so, these guys and me and a couple others ended up forming an accountability group, because our youth pastor talked about accountability, and we decided that seems like a good thing to do. And we ended up calling our accountability group the Poop Group, because that was one of the origins of this band of brothers coming together under the umbrella of Jesus. And that's the story. So this book is about friendships, or this chapter is about friendships and accountability, and I think some biblical wisdom that we can apply to our lives. And so we're going to talk about it. Today in the studio I have Becca and Grace, along with Emma and Sam. Thanks for joining me today, guys. And Grace, you're kind of excited about this chapter.
I'm super excited about this chapter.
Why don't you kind of jump in there and tell us what you're excited about.
I'm really excited about this chapter because I put this chapter basically into my life a few years ago in the way of your core friends, inner circle and outer circle. And I happened to be talking to my middle school girls about this like a week ago, so I thought it was like ironic that I started to read about it. But, whenever you go through middle school and high school, you're going to encounter a whole bunch of people that do and don't love Jesus and do and don't live out the same things that you live out in your life. And I think it's super cool because this is a way that you don't have to just push them to the side because they don't love Jesus. So, like this says in the book, your core circle is composed of the three people who are the closest to you. And so, your core circle is like the smaller one. And you have your best friends in it, and they're usually the Christ followers, and they're the ones that probably attend the same church as you and have the same belief and spends a lot of time with you, so they know you, so they can hold you accountable, and you know that they're trustworthy, and you know that they love you. And this past year, I've really claimed my core group of friends, and I think that's super cool, being able to live out my life with my three friends and how they really show up in my life, and they're the real friends that I can lean on and trust on when things are going south, or celebrate when things are going good. And with your inner circle and your outer circle, you can still have that. You just know that, hey, they don't love Jesus as much as I do, so I need to make sure that I'm going to my Jesus-loving people for real advice, but I'm not like actually shutting out the other two circles, and I think that's cool.
Yeah, I think it's so important to be able to identify which which people you want to let into the core place in your life. Mm-hmm. Because those closest to you influence you the most. That's just a fact. And the reason I put this in the chapter is because I see so many teenagers thinking that they can hang out and spend a lot of time with the wrong people and still be okay. And man, bad influences pull you down so much easier than good influences pull you up. And there's just wisdom there, not cutting off bad influences, but having safe boundaries and keeping the core friends in your life, making sure that their values align to your own.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important things going through middle school and high school, because middle schoolers and high schoolers that's when you're most vulnerable to other people helping you make decisions, and you know, you're really open to every idea that's thrown at you. So it's really important to keep your core group, Christ followers, people who are going to encourage you to make good decisions. And something that my dad talks to me about a lot, even now, is my ratio of friends. And so he says that you always want to have at least more than half of your friends Christ followers. You know, people that you can depend on in any group you're in. It doesn't mean all your friends, but when you hang out with your friends, you want at least 50% of them to be Christ followers. And I think that's really helpful because, you know, you don't want all of your friends to be Christ followers. You want to be reaching out to people, and you want to be trying to bring people in to eventually have them make him a Christ follower. But not all people start there, so you want to bring them in, and you want to be reaching out to people.
Okay, because I'm honest and I'm not a good faker, I just got to say it. I deleted the rest of this podcast, but I decided to still post the beginning just so you knew the origin of the name of the chapter, The Poop Group. So I hope you guys will check out next week's episode as we unpack The Poop Group Part 2. Have a great week. God bless. We'll catch you later.